Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, When you have come into the land of your habitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to Yahuwah, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or as a freewill offering, or in your appointed times, to make a pleasant aroma to Yahuwah, of the herd or of the flock. Then he who offers his offering shall offer to Yahuwah a meal offering of 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil. You shall prepare wine for the drink offering, 1/4 of a hin, with the burnt offering, or for the sacrifice, for each lamb. For a ram you shall prepare for a meal offering 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with the 1/3 of a hin of oil. And for the drink offering you shall offer the 1/3 of a hin of wine of a pleasant aroma to Yahuwah. When you prepare a bull for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice, to accomplish a vow, or for peace offerings to Yahuwah, then he shall offer with the bull a meal offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/2 hin of oil, and you shall offer for the drink offering 1/2 hin of wine, for an offering made by fire of a pleasant aroma to Yahuwah. Thus it shall be done for each bull, for each ram, for each of the male lambs, or of the young goats. According to the number that you shall prepare, so you shall do to everyone according to their number. All who are native born shall do these things in this way, in offering an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahuwah. If a stranger lives as a foreigner with you, or whoever may be among you throughout your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to Yahuwah, as you do, so he shall do. For the assembly there shall be one statute for you, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner, a statute forever, throughout your generations. As you are, so the foreigner shall be before Yahuwah. Law and one ordinance shall be for you and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner with you. Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, When you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, you shall offer up a wave offering to Yahuwah. Of the first of your dough, you shall offer up a cake for a wave offering. As the wave offering of the threshing floor, so you shall heave it. Of the first of your dough you shall give to Yahuwah a wave offering throughout your generations. When you err and don't observe all these commandments which Yahuwah has spoken to Moses, even all that Yahuwah has commanded you by Moses, from the day that Yahuwah gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, then it shall be, if it was done unwittingly, without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bull for a burnt offering, for a pleasant aroma to Yahuwah, with its meal offering and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and they shall be forgiven, for it was an error. And they have brought their offering, an offering made by fire to Yahuwah, and their sin offering before Yahuwah, for their error. The congregation of the children of Israel shall be forgiven, as well as the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them. For with regard to all the people, it was done unwittingly. If a person sins unwittingly, then he shall offer a female goat a year old for a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for the soul who errs when he sins unwittingly before Yahuwah. He shall make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven. You shall have one law for him who does anything unwittingly, for him who is native born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who lives as a foreigner among them. But the soul who does anything with a high hand, whether he is native-born or a foreigner, blasphemes Yahuwah. That soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised Yahuwah's word and has broken his commandment. That soul shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity shall be on him. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation. They put him in custody, because it had not been declared what should be done to him. Yahuwah said to Moses, The man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside of the camp. The congregation brought him outside of the camp, and stoned him to death with stones, as Yahuwah commanded Moses. Yahuwah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them that they should make themselves fringes on the borders of their garments throughout their generations. and that they put on the fringe of each border a cord of blue. It shall be to you for a fringe, that you may see it and remember all Yahuwah's commandments, and do them, and that you don't follow your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to play the prostitute, so that you may remember and do all my commandments, and be set apart to your Elohim. I am Yahuwah your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. To be your Elohim, I am Yahuwah your Elohim.